started talking to my next guest during the break and realized, you know, he's been eavesdropping. Mm-hmm. During the program, he's been listening in. Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director of Ameriprise Financial, eavesdropping on my conversation about energy. Craig, good to see you as always.
Always looking for good insider information, Steve.
Well, I understand that. You know, the former head of the EPA, a good person to have. Anyhow,
EPA.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I'm here looking at oil prices. $80.52, above $80 for the first time since 2014, for straight crude. The light Brent crude has already been above 80 for a few days or a couple of weeks now. So energy prices, as she pointed out, did Mandy, on the rise. And I wonder, Craig, I mean, I'm looking at propane at $2.50 already in Michigan. I'm looking at propane at $2.60, $2.75, not far away in Pennsylvania. Natural gas prices are on the rise. Gasoline. America has always run on vast quantities of cheap energy. We're a huge piece of real estate, and if we don't have vast quantities of cheap energy, we're going to have problems.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't talk about how we were energy independent just 9-10 months ago. And the aspect of what that impact has had and current policies have been made. You guys kind of talked about, yeah, pipelines here in the United States, bad. Pipelines in other countries, good. So the aspect and the impact that it's having here domestically is very evident. And that's why when, you know, we've been talking about that, how we go about managing that within the current portfolios and how we look at what this next quarter is going to be and what Q3's been. You know, that's kind of an important factor that comes into play for those who are invested. You know, we got to manage through it, through the aspect that the fuel price is going up, the impact that has on those who have a fixed income, those who are investing in bonds. It's difficult to, all right, I want to buy more bonds. Well, interest yields are going up.
Well,
but
let me
interest
ask you
yields
something
going
about
from 1.5% to 1.58%. That's not huge.
Right. But let's look at the other side of that. All right. So the energy prices, for many, difficult, no question, right? But for those that are invested in the energy sector, as you look at this landscape and these energy companies are poised to make really solid money. Saudi Arabia is not increasing their output. Why would they? They've got oil over $80 for the first time in years.
Right.
They're making as much money as if they were producing what they're producing during the pandemic when it dropped to $40 a barrel. They don't have to double their production. They sit here and say, hey, life's good, right?
Right, exactly. They don't have to double their production because the price doubled.
Right.
So that just makes per barrel, I mean, their cost hasn't gone up 50% or 100%, but the price of oil has gone up 100%. So from that perspective, $40 to $80 a barrel, that is where the profitability increases for organizations.
We call that gravy where I come from. That's just the gravy. I mean, right, your cost of doing business has not changed. Your bottom line has exploded.
Right.
But your cost of doing business, adding your incremental cost of doing business hasn't changed. So that's why I say, good time to invest in energy stocks. Is it a good thing to be watching? I mean, you tell me.
You've seen the value transition from growth into value-type companies, and value-type companies include that of oil companies, predominantly because they're dividend payers, and when the value has suppressed for the first quarter, the first half of this year, that was pretty much the time to get more involved because you'd see them start to have an uptick that early on. And we think we're going to still see that the last half of this year, last quarter of this year. So that is a play, and that's what I'm kind of focusing on right now for many clients. We got to offset that income somehow. We're seeing that through the dividend yield of these types of companies. We're taking a look at, I mean, even a lot of consumer staple companies are paying solid dividends, and some of those companies are taking advantage of their brand recognition and actually starting to increase prices. And some of that they're talking about is the strength of their brand and how customers aren't really changing as much. So they're starting to see a little bit of an increase. Of course, many CEOs that are out there are saying that, well, we have a very strong brand name, so we're seeing the increase in pricing. Therefore, we can go ahead and justify increasing that price. I tend to sit there and think, well, why are they increasing the price? And a lot of it has to deal with some of the current policies that are taking place, not just across the oil industry, but just like what we've talked about before, the inflationary pressures on the consumer staples, which, you know, include the food, include things that we use each and every day. And how are we going to be offsetting that? Well, we got to be invested in those markets, the ones that are going to be profitable. So those who have the ability to invest, they're the ones who are going to be able to see their net worth kind of grow. But unfortunately, that net worth has to be used to be able to offset the inflationary pressures of the cost of the products they purchase every day.
Right. And that's what I was going to ask you next. Yes, there's an upside to investing. Yes, you get, you know, the bonus of being here. But then, like everybody else, you're paying more for everything. So the upside, yep. I mean, there's a lot of it's not like you get to keep the whole dollar, because you still have to buy gasoline, electricity, heating oil, whatever it might be. You still have to buy all of these things. Right. Yep. And therefore, there's a bite out of everybody. And not to mention, if this spending plan, this reckless spending plan, even goes through at $1.8 or $2 trillion, there's going to be a big bite and more taxes on that as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's where the impact really starts to hit the road, and the aspect of they're talking about those who only earn $400,000 and up. I actually kind of challenge everyone who's watching out there today, every receipt, everything that they purchase today, go ahead and take a look at how much taxes that they actually pay throughout the year on the products that they purchase, and then add that to the income taxes that they pay throughout the year, and find out which tax is actually deductible and which ones are not. And you'll, many people out there, be unbelievably surprised at how much they actually pay in taxes. And then if they're able to do that year over year, they'll see the increase in taxes on their stuff that they just purchase each and every day. And they'll see little fees and charges that get put on there for expenses and whatnot for companies that they've purchased the products from. And ironically, those extra fees and extra costs are tied to the corporate taxes. Sure. That we are being told that, well, the corporate companies have to pay their fair share.
Right.
It gets passed off as an expense to the consumer, and that's people who make less than $400,000 a year.
Yeah, we eat it.
Yep. We eat it.
Craig Stiles, financial advisor, managing director, Ameriprise Financial. You can find him 517-483-4893 anywhere in America. 517-483-4893. That guy right there can be your guy. Craig, thank you as always.
Thank you very much, Steve. Great to be here.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.